Go online, look at a satellite map of downtown Phoenix, and there you'll see it, a checkerboard of dirt lots among the buildings. The city estimates that about 11% of the urban core is vacant. The commercial real estate market is stagnant, and the city has a development dilemma. From member station KJZZ, Peter O'Dowd reports.
Now take that aerial map and zoom in. There is a square on the checkerboard, right here, where Matt Engelhorn stands on 14,000 feet of undeveloped dirt.
This is stuck here. It's annoying because it doesn't look good.
The dirt belongs to his neighbor. Engelhorn owns the adjacent office building and a small parking lot. A few years ago, speculators offered Engelhorn more than $1.5 million for it. The deals fell through, but back then he says people around here believed a building boom had finally arrived.
That's what everybody thought. But it was all money. I don't think anybody had ideas. You know, they had some ideas on paper, but we're going to buy this block, we're going to put a 30-story building on it.
That really is the story of this empty land. For decades, downtown Phoenix has been the darling of speculators who've tried to assemble large chunks of property and then sell them at a premium for high-rise condominiums and office buildings. Brokers say dirt that sold a few years ago during the boom for close to $90 a square foot now goes for as little as $9. By way of comparison, Colliers broker Mark Tarzinski says empty land in downtown Los Angeles is still worth about $200 a foot.
Reached a critical mass now to where we just weather the minor bumps in the road.
And in downtown Chicago, Colliers says empty lots are going for about $120 a foot. Not so in Phoenix, where broker Kevin Lang says banks have foreclosed on much of the land that sold at the market's peak. Those who didn't sell have little incentive to do so now.
A lot of the groups that have owned their properties for more than 10 or 15 years will end up just passing it down to their children.
It's a philosophy of living. You know, it's urban density versus sprawl.
Lori Carmody and her husband, Tom, are downtown real estate investors.
So we've ended up in this patchwork that doesn't work as a downtown core.
It's not so much a matter of blame. It's more a matter of responsibility.
With the promise of building up now less promising than ever, the Carmodys believe it's the responsibility of property owners like themselves to find temporary uses. Neighborhood organizers have suggested walk-in movies projected onto the broadside of existing buildings. Kenny Barrett, who helps run a group dedicated to making downtown more walkable, dreams of planting sunflowers in the empty lots.
You could walk and walk and walk all day long in New York City, but whenever you get to like a vacant lot or something like that, that's when you feel like you've gone too far, you know? And it's like, with us, that's at like square one, you know? It's like you start at a vacant lot.
Barrett and his buddy laughing in the background are outside of a startup community garden, a pilot project of sorts. Some have also tried to install planter boxes on about 15 acres of city-owned vacant lots around here. But Phoenix Deputy Director of Downtown Development, Jason Harris, says not so fast.
So you put a community garden in, people put their sweat and tears into, you know, toiling the land and to have that saying, well, no, we've got the teaching hospital finally. We need to close this. Obviously a lot of angst and heartaches.
Just like private landowners, Phoenix has other plans. You heard Harris mention a teaching hospital. Well, construction crews are building a 6 million square foot biomedical campus here, the only sign of activity on this dusty checkerboard of land. Planners are holding out hope that a hospital will follow, but even the city says it could be a decade or longer before the dirt is gone. Landowners like Matt Engelhorn realize this. As much as he wants shops, condos, and doctor's offices to prosper around here, he's blunt about selling to a developer.
Should I give mine away? It's good for the community, but I mean, I'm not yet charity. I'm not going to just give the land away.
Because at $9 a foot, it's better to wait. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Phoenix.